You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for September 1989. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey. Let's step right up to the front page of DX News, the magazine of the National Radio Club. Well, we have a lot of hot topics for this edition, so let's jump right in with both feet. First of all, the National Radio Club Topeka DXCon is going to be held September 1st through the 4th. And you should make plans now for the most affordable, the most fun, the most family-oriented DX vacation that you'll ever have. It's the National Radio Club's 1989 convention, and it will be held in Kansas's largest convention hotel, the downtown Topeka Ramada Inn, which has 430 rooms available. The hotel's executive tower overlooks the city, and rooms surround the courtyard, the enclosed 14,000-square-foot replica of New Orleans French Quarter. The courtyard's two restaurants set the standard for dining in Topeka, and if Cajun Creole is one of your favorite cuisines, then you'll find it there. Many other restaurants, stores, and attractions are within easy walking distance. Now, as an added attraction, Topeka's famous Railroad Day celebration is held every Labor Day weekend at nearby Forbes Field, close to the Combat Air Museum. Parades, races, free entertainment, a carnival, model and full-size train show, an intertribal Indian powwow, arts and crafts, and children's activities will fill the weekend. And, of course, other Topeka attractions such as the Capitol Building, the Kansas Museum of History, the historic Ward Meade Home, the world-famous Topeka Zoo, and many other sites await you and your family during the times that you don't want to talk DX. Now, to help you get them, a free bus ticket is part of your convention package. Also, if you're one of those folks from outside Kansas, you can participate in the Linger Longer program. Now, when you stay overnight in a Kansas motel, eat in a registered restaurant, which you automatically qualify for these, and take in a scenic or historic site, you'll receive a Coleman cooler absolutely free. Tentatively, the convention itself will include an antique radio display, local radio personalities, a trivia quiz, a station tour, a beverage party, displays, tech talks, free materials, and goodie bags, plus the traditional business meeting, banquet, auction, and Sunday brunch. Now, here's some of the typical expenses that you'll need to know about. First of all, the deadline is passed for pre-registration, which was $26, and that includes the Saturday night banquet, plus $12.30. And the registration is $30. Hotel reservations in one or two in a room is $41.80 per night, including $38 plus all taxes. The deadline for that, by the way, was the 17th of August, so please call in very, very soon. A reservation card is included in your convention information package, or call 1-800-228-2828 and mention National Radio Club Convention to obtain a very special rate. 24-hour limousine service between the Ramada and Forbes Field is available. Ground shuttle service from and to KCI Airport is $20. Direct airline service to Forbes Field may be a reality soon, as the city is negotiating with American and at least two other airlines. Otherwise, air shuttle service is about $35. Both the bus station and railway stations are within two blocks. The Sunday brunch is $6.95. Senior citizens, like Phil Wayne, are $6.25. Children, $3.75, plus tax and tip. We have the best spot in the courtyard reserved for 10:30 a.m. Well, that's just about it. Snacks and beverages will be provided in the meeting room, which is twice the size of what you normally expect. To pre-register, send a check payable to National Radio Club for the full rate, which is $30 per person, by the convention time, or stop in at the convention and give it to Paul Swearingen. If you have time to send it, you might want to send it overnight mail and send it to Topeka DX Con 89, Post Office Box 5711, Topeka, Kansas 66605. Also send your name, address, phone number, expected time of arrival, mode of transportation, and any suggestions for beverages and snacks. Also, you could, if you can man the registration table for an hour or so during Friday or Saturday, or present a 15-minute tech talk or non-tech talk, or even include some trivia questions, Paul would be very grateful. And Paul Swearingen says, welcome to Kansas, and hope you don't see Dorothy and Toto while you're there. I don't always have a chance to editorialize or speak my mind here on the DX Audio Service, but I feel in light of recent events, I should say something. And that something is a thank you to the Association of North American Radio Clubs, and a hearty thank you to my bosses, Mike and Sue Nitter, up at the National Radio Club headquarters for their nomination and Anarch's award recently given to me as Broadcaster of the Year 1989. The award was shared between three individuals who all tied in the voting process. Myself, Jonathan Marks of Media Network on Radio Netherlands, and also Glenn Hauser, who is host of World of Radio, which is heard on WRNO worldwide. I consider it an honor to be a part of our broadcast brethren there on the shortwave side. But you know, gentlemen, I never really considered myself a broadcaster. I always thought I was a guy behind a microphone in Lima, Ohio that was putting together a slick little magazine. I guess I'm not too good on speeches, especially since when we put these things together, the audio service that is, it's all done pretty much live, and we try not to edit as much as possible, and this type of thing I have a hard time with and stumble a lot. The only thing I can say is, back in 1985, on April 1st, we started the DX Audio Service with the intent to put together a fine little publication for the sight impaired that featured news, facts, and information concerning the AM broadcast band and FM. The National Radio Club, and particularly Mike and Sue Nitter up at headquarters, were kind enough to help sponsor this event, saying that many other clubs just basically gave us the cold shoulder. Since that time in 1985, the DX Audio Service has grown. So I guess if anyone really deserves the award, it's the National Radio Club itself for helping sponsor the DX Audio Service. And it's you, the membership, for supporting us and also for your contributions. I guess all I have to say is thank you for the Broadcaster of the Year 1989, Anarch. Thank you, Mike, for nominating me to have this award given to me. And thank you, membership of the DX Audio Service, for subscribing to us and making the DX Audio Service what it is today. And on that note, here's Jerry Starr.
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. In edition number 207 on this tape, we start with call letter changes. On 610, new station in Patillas, Puerto Rico, will be WEXS. 620, KCLQ, Hanford, California, becomes KIGS. Here's a change we told you about quite some time ago, but then there was some controversy over whether or not this change would take place, but it finally has. On 640 WPBD, Atlanta, Georgia, has finally become WGST as that station vacates 920. On 680 WJYL, Newburgh, Kentucky, becomes WLSY. Also on 680 WGID, Memphis, Tennessee, changes to WODZ. 690 WAPE, Jacksonville, Florida, becomes WJKF. 730 WVIC, East Lansing, Michigan, becomes WAAP. On 770 WWAM, North Fort Myers, Florida, changes to WZRZ. Two changes on 790, WYNR, Brunswick, Georgia, becomes WPIQ. And here's one we have given you before, but there was some question over the new call letters. WVEZ, Louisville, Kentucky, is WWKY. On 860, KUTR, Salt Lake City, Utah, becomes KLZX. 870, KPRM, Park Rapids, Minnesota, changes to KDKK. 920 WGST, Atlanta, Georgia. That station, as we said, has gone to 640. The new operation on this frequency is WAFS. 1030 KBEQ, Blue Springs, Missouri, becomes KBZR. On 1210 KASY, Auburn, Washington, becomes KBSG. 1250 KCIW Wickenburg, Arizona becomes KTIM. 1260 WCFS Westport, Connecticut changes back to WMMM. 1330 KTYL Tyler, Texas becomes KZAK. 1340 news station in Madbury, New Hampshire will be WWNH. Two changes on 1390, KZXQ, Waite Park, Minnesota becomes KXSS, and WXTC, Charleston, South Carolina changes to WZKG. 1250 WLKN, Lincoln, Maine. Last month we told you they wanted to change to WTOX. They have now changed their mind since WTRX in Flint, Michigan changed calls. Now they would like to become WTRX, so make 1450 WLKN Lincoln, Maine, WTRX, not WTOX. 1490 KBSO Laurel, Montana becomes KFBN. On 1510 WSJW Woodruff, South Carolina changes to WJKI. We have two changes on 1580 KTSS Davenport, Iowa becomes KBQC. And WPSK, Pulaski, Virginia, changes to WPUV. That was a former call. And on 1600, the new station in Watertown, Minnesota, will be KWOM. There were no applications for new stations. However, one new station was granted. That's on 730 in Sun Valley, Nevada. 700 daytime, 500 watts nighttime, and the antenna designation will be U4. Applications from existing facilities, only one of any consequence on 1180 WMLX, Florence, Kentucky. They would like to change frequencies to 1160 kilohertz with 5,000 day, 1,000 night, and a U4 antenna. Highlights from grants to existing facilities, several here that are important. On 1040 KPBC, Dallas, Texas. If you recall, on the last edition, we told you about the new station on 770 in Garland, Texas. That station will become KPBC. This station bought the 770 construction permit and will be moving their programming and their call to 770. There'll be 10,000 day, 1,000 night U4. As I mentioned, the city of license will become Garland, Texas. On 1200 WWRJ, that's Hollywood, South Carolina. That's a new construction permit. Actually not new. It's been around for several years, but we understand that it is not yet on the air. They are changing their city of license to James Island, South Carolina. And by the way, if there is anyone in that area who can tell us whether or not that station is now on the air, we would appreciate that information. And finally, under grants, on 1590 WGRY, Grayling, Michigan, moving to 1230 kilohertz with 750 watts day and night, and a U1 antenna. Now let's take a look at Otherness, and for Otherness fans, and we know there are some out there, some have written to say that Otherness is their favorite portion of AM Switch. This is the largest portion of the switch for this tape. A lot of things going on around the broadcasting business. Let's start with 540 KPUP, Carmel Valley, California. Here's a new station that is now on the air. They have a country format. 580 KANA, Anaconda, Montana. This silent station has been sold. The new owners expect to have it back on the air soon. 670 WWFE, Miami, Florida. This new station is also on the air. They have a Spanish format. No surprise. On 720 WRZN, Hernando, Florida. Another new station is on the air. An oldie format this time. On 760 KMVP, Thornton, Colorado, that's suburban Denver, this new station is expecting to break ground for their six-tower antenna system late this summer with a target date of early 1990, according to a source at the station. On 830 KABN, a station that has made Alaska fairly easy to hear in the Northwest, unfortunately, that station on Long Island, Alaska, is now silent. 910 WORD, Spartanburg, South Carolina, silent station has been sold. The new owners expect to have it on the air soon. On 1110 WKEG, Washington, Pennsylvania, station is silent. 1140 WSSQ, Conroe, Texas. They were silent under the call KPHD. They are now back on the air, this time with a country format. 1150 WONG, Canton, Mississippi. New station reported to be on the air. 1160 WELX, Callahan, Florida. This new station is on the air with the BRN Business News Network. On 1190, application for a new station in Odessa, Florida. Application for this station has been dismissed by the FCC. You can scratch it off. 1220 KBET, Santa Clarita, California. Another new station on the air. Two stations have gone silent on 1230. They are WBME, Belfast, Maine, and KSSC, Joplin, Missouri. 1250 KTFJ, Dakota City, Nebraska. This new station should be on the air by the time this tape reaches you. On 1310 WGKR, Perry, Florida, the station license has been canceled and the call letters have been deleted. So this station no longer exists. The people who owned it bought another station in the market and turned the 1310 license in. So 1310 WGKR, Perry, Florida, you can scratch it off. 1340 WWNH, Madbury, New Hampshire, this new station also should be on the air by the time this reaches you. On 1360 WWBZ, Vineland, New Jersey, this silent station is back on the air. On 1370 KMAP, South St. Paul, Minnesota, this station is silent. 1400 WBRL, Berlin, New Hampshire, and by the way, it's pronounced Berlin, not Berlin, this station is silent. On 1480 WCIN, Cincinnati, Ohio, last month was reported to be silent. It either was not or is back on the air because the station at the moment is operating once again. 1510 KCCV, Independence, Missouri. The owners of this station have purchased the construction permit for the new station in Overland Park, Kansas on 760 and will be moving their religious format and also their call to this new frequency. So expect KCCV to move to 760 and change the city of license to Overland Park, Kansas, and most likely a new call will appear on 1510. As the 1510 facility has already been sold to new owners. It may be a while, though, before that change takes place because the 760 facility is not completed its construction yet. 1550 WAAJ, Huntsville, Alabama. They were silent under their long-standing call of WAAY. They are now back on the air with a gospel format. Also on 1550 WCXJ in Braddock, Pennsylvania. This station is temporarily silent. They are moving their transmitter about 3 miles east of the old site and will return when the move is complete. However, no target date has been given, so make that a temporary silence. And on 1590 WCBG, Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, this silent station has been sold to new owners and, according to the new owners, will be back on the air by the 1st of September, 1989. And that, my friends, is the end of another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. I'm Jerry Starr, and I'll see you in 1 month. Now, once again, here's Fred.
And thank you very much, Jerry. And if you'd like to write to Jerry with some information for the AM Switch column, just in case anyone switches, you can write to Jerry Starr, S-T-A-R-R, care of WHOT Radio, 4040 Simon Road, Youngstown, Ohio, 44512-1320. And that familiar sound means none other than the Musings column. Musings of members, the thoughts of NRC members, the opinions expressed in this column are those of the individual writer and speaker and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the editors, publishers of the National Radio Club and DX Audio Service.
Hello, this is Bill Roberts in Eureka, California. I was listening to one of the older editions, the October 88 issue, and I agree with the person who said that market scope should be more even. Some stations are a long time and some others a short time. And about paying for the DX Audio Service tapes, if a person cannot afford to, I think maybe you should announce that $12.50 one month and $12.50 the next month is okay. And I guess that's about all. I hope you got my letter telling you about my DX thing. The station in Texas was KLS, as in sugar, C, as in Charlie, I'm pretty sure. Well, I guess I'm not using up the whole time. Last time I was on tape, and I probably didn't sound very good, and this phone isn't the greatest either, but at least I'm live this time. So take care, and happy DXing, everybody.
Yeah, Fred, this is Ron Clark from Walkertown, North Carolina. You had mentioned on the last DX Audio Service, which was very good, by the way, if I could get the Wave. Yes, I can. It's on SpaceNet 3 Transponder 13, Left channel is 3.21. Right channel is 3.39. And I haven't really listened to it that much because the one I listen to is Heart and Soul and Cool Gold and Pure Gold. But yes, I can get it very good and very loud and clear. But keep up the good work, and we'll talk to you again, and bye for now.
This is Ann Porter, WA3TNX, and I'm a DX magazine listener. And I wanted to tell you that WKEG in Washington is no more. Washington, Pennsylvania, that is. And it was at 1110 on the dial. My address is 2568 Beverly Drive, Washington, PA, and I enjoy your magazine very much.
This is Lou Robinson in Milwaukee. In regard to the AM Switch column in the August issue, reporting that WCIN in Cincinnati had gone silent, it is still very much on the air as of August 1st. I picked their ID up at 8:35 p.m. Central Daylight Time, followed by classical programming. This is quite a change from their urban contemporary format that they have had for many years.
Mark Marino in Long Beach, and we have some news. KXOK is apparently changing format, and they're running Christmas music right now. This is August 1st, right?
It's officially the 3rd now.
2nd, you mean?
Yeah.
August 2nd, they're running Christmas music, and they're going to go news and news talk probably this morning around 5 or 6. But right now, they've been running Christmas music for at least a day, maybe a little longer. I found this out through a friend of mine in Springfield. So look for that new KXOK. And let's see, do I have anything else? No.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody in St. Louis. And strange New Year.
This is John W. Smith from Centralia, Missouri. A message for the DX Audio Service calling on August 2nd. First of all, congratulations, Fred, on the shared award at the NARC convention. And the jingles on the last DX Audio Service were great. John Bowker's package was fantastic. So thanks to Steve Bauer for passing those on to him so John could share them with us. And Fred's little WNIX thing was pretty unusual, I must admit. The LA market scope was great, one of the best that we've been hearing in a long time. Keep it up. And I suspect that the reason WROL 950 from Boston, a religious station, is on satellite is because they carry a program called Songtime. And that is carried on some other Christian stations by satellite. And several other stations pick it up by tape delay. A couple of format changes. Station at 94.9 in Kansas City on FM changed to an oldies format, so we'll see if they give WHB 710 a run for their money. WHB's been hanging in there for a long time as an oldies station now. But KXOK in St. Louis finally went to an all-news format. Sounds like they need to polish things up a little bit and get their act together. Both their AM and their FM were off the air on Monday, July 31st. They both came back on the air August 1st, playing Christmas music, simulcasting of all things. And now this morning, the AM KXOK is doing all news, and the FM has changed their call letters to KHTK, and they're doing, you might have guessed it, a CHR format. They were formerly a New Age type of a format. That's it for this time around. Thank you very much.
Fred, this is Bob Horvitz. I've finally located the phone number of your action line after looking for it for over a month, and I just called to say congratulations for being named NARC's Broadcaster of the Year. You probably heard about this. You tied with Jonathan Marks and Glenn Hauser, and they were at the convention to pick up their awards, but you weren't, so I mailed you your award, and I hope you got it in good condition. And I don't know when you put together your DX audio service. This is probably too late to make anything but the, you know, most remote reference back to when it happened. But congratulations. You know, you certainly deserved it. And people at the convention were happy to see your name included with the biggies. And Anyway, talk to you later. Bye.
Hello, Fred. This is Marty Rimpaugh here in Oakland. I got the little postcard that you sent today. No, I have not gotten the Las Vegas tape as of yet. I've had some freaky things around here with a lot of mail being lost, and so I don't know when you sent the Las Vegas tape, but I hope that you can make use of the air check tapes, or rather the air check catalog for the membership. I hope that that will be very useful, the way Denise B. Put that together. She indexed every single page, and hopefully that'll make it easier on you, and maybe sometime in the near future, membership can have access to that also. And also, I wanted to if Phil hasn't made an appeal to the membership, maybe you can make an appeal to the membership. I sent Phil a pirate radio station playing soul music called KXGQ in Oakland at 88.1. So I thought it might be a good idea for a market scope, you know, to have other air collectors in the audio service send various bootleg radio stations, and maybe we can have a pirate radio market scope one of these months down the road.
This is Mark from Long Beach. Just a short note. Apparently, as of Labor Day, WLS is going all talk.
Yeah, hey, Fred. This is Dana from Griffin, Georgia. We'd like to say that be happy to read all the Braille letters. Like to start a column here in Griffin. For all the Braille letters, be sure to send them to 722 West Taylor Street, 722 West Taylor Street, Griffin, Georgia, 30224. And I'd like to say that y'all never did mention Ray Bream's Ray Bream stuff here on the action line. And it's August the 12th here. And we'd like to say that y'all failed to mention that. And would like to say that be sure to get all your fellas on 3840, 3.840, at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We'd like to see all y'all around for the DX Roundtable. It's gotten very interesting lately. People have came in and talked to us, and we left, and then we went down and checked out the broadcast band. So you hot DXers, be sure to get in touch with us on 3.840. I am the net control for the station, in for PGE, and we'd like for y'all to check in with us. So 73, Fred, y'all doing a good job. In for PGE Griffin, Georgia, now clear.
Fred, Malcolm Kaufman calling from Cambridge, Massachusetts, with news of a new medium-wave station opening in suburban Boston on Monday, August 28th. Very unique format. Walden Radio, 1120 AM, 5,000 watts day, 1,000 watts night in Concord, will be playing folk music days, and after 6 o'clock goes to what they're describing as an all-news format with programming from the BBC and CBC. BBC's News Hour will be featured from 6 to 7 p.m. with assorted CBC programming after 7 until closed down at midnight. They must have some kind of relationship with American Public Radio and must be taking their satellite feed. Program director Dick Pleasance is a folk announcer at the local public radio outlet WGBH, and I think that's where the American Public Radio connection comes from. First day of broadcasting, Monday, August 28th at 6 a.m., Walden Radio, 1120 in Concord.
And as you heard there on the DX Audio Service, if you're going to be sending me a Braille letter, please be sure you send it down to Dana Yeomans down in Georgia. Dana has volunteered to read any Braille letters for us here at the DX Audio Service. And don't forget the net, the ham net that Dana takes care of there, the NRC net. It's on Sunday evenings. Also, Denise B., who is Marty Rimpaugh's reader, has put together my Air Check catalog onto cassette. And if you'd like a copy of it, there's no charge for it. However, you have to supply the cassettes for me to transcribe it on. You'll need two blank C90 cassettes, good quality. They have to be either Maxell or TDK new C90 cassettes, otherwise they won't work in the duplicator. And just send them to me here at the DX Audio Service, 706 McKenzie Avenue, Lima, Ohio, 45805. And as you heard, a suggestion was made to put together a market scope with pirate radio stations. I'd like to make this mention to all our subscribers of the DX Audio Service. If you have an idea for a program or a feature or something to put together, be sure to drop us a card here at the DX Audio Service and let us know. We'll see if we can incorporate that, if it'll fit into our plans. And, of course, thank you to those of you who have called and expressed the wishes in winning the Broadcaster of the Year Award.
Your voice in New York, WMCA
57.
With highlights of Domestic DX Digest, this is Bill Hale for the DX Audio Service. Last month, I mentioned an interesting UNID from Wendell Ford of Westville, Indiana. He heard the call WELL on 1260, but couldn't find WELL in the NRC's AM log. Well, me neither. Well, it turns out that WELL is alive and kicking in Marshall, Michigan on 1400. It's the former WKNR of Battle Creek with new calls from a new city. Thanks to Charles Ray of Leamington, Ontario for that info. Speaking of Charles, he caught WAFC 590 Clewiston, Florida on June 4th at 21:59 hours with the syndicated Solid Gold Saturday Night Show along with a dual AM-FM-ID. Slop from CKWW 580 was minimal for a change, making Chuck's first catch on 590 in over 14 years possible. Doug Smith of Madison, Wisconsin heard WCHS 580 from Charleston, West Virginia on May 9th. From 0541 to 0550 hours with a time check, the weather with a flash flood watch, a singing ID, oldies with the DJ Frank George. At 0545, the announcement was heard, WCHS, Charleston's leading oldie station. This is a format change for them, and you can put that in your AM log. Doug DX is with a GE Super Radio. A nice opening to Alabama on April 23rd for Rick Dow of Oakland, Iowa yielded WWWB 1360 Jasper at 0559 with their sign on. For Rick, it was Alabama logging number 10. His DX machine is an R1000 with a Radio West loop. New reporter Russell Scottka of Pompano Beach, Florida checks in with his initial report and a dandy. All the way from Brownsville, Texas, came KBOR 1600 on May 29th at 0203 with a fair signal under WKWF with a program of Tex-Mex and Ranchera music, a time check at 0203 in Spanish, then an ID in English by a female, followed by a singing ID in Spanish by a male, which went something like this, and please excuse my pronunciation. Syntonia, KBOR, Radio Continental, Mil Seiciento Kilohertz AFM Estereo, Brownsville. It mentioned two other place names, but Russ couldn't make them out. A fine Transgulf catch. Russ's DX tool is an HQ-180A with a Kowalski loop. William Wiley of the Boston area heard CKVL 850 Verdun PQ while vacationing on Prudence Island, Rhode Island on May 20th at 2320 with a strong signal. It was booming in over local WHDH, sporting a female announcer playing French and English soft rock music. Hank Holbrook of Dunkirk, Maryland heard WIVK 990 Knoxville on June 7th at 0158 with country and western music and weather on a show called The Midnight Ride. The signal was fairly good with WZZD providing some QRM. Hank also heard an interesting TIS station on 1370 while in McLean, Virginia. It's operating from the Tyson's Center or Tyson's Corner Shopping Center with mentions of store hours, parking, security, etc., and the mention of one of the nation's premier shopping centers. He heard WIVK on his SP600 with a Colgrove loop, and in the shopping center, his 81 Toyota provided reception. Harold Frodge of Midland, Michigan, heard WMCA 570 New York on June 3rd at 22:55 with Yankees Baseball containing ads for businesses in Brooklyn. The signal was over under WKBN. Hearing WMCA was a first-timer for him. Harold also caught BZY 1200 Newcastle, Pennsylvania on May 2nd at 23:28 with Easy Listening Oldies and the announcement, "We're in the middle of 12 in a row at your home for the hits, WBZY, Newcastle, Pennsylvania." He also heard CHLO 1570, St. Thomas, Ontario, on June 17th with the music of your life and the announcement, "All day, all night, we've got the music of your life on 1570, CHLO. After that, he heard ads for Great Lakes Ford Mercury dealer, Skinner's Clothing, and the Great Canadian Radio Caper. Harold DX is with an ICOM R71A plus a trap dipole. As always, you're invited to report your DX to me for inclusion in Domestic DX Digest. My address is 734 Burleson, spelled B-U-R-L-E-S-O-N, San Marcos, Texas, 78666-4335. Don't forget, when reporting, we report in Eastern Listening Time. I'll see you in the pages of DX News. Oh, don't forget the NRC's annual convention coming up Labor Day weekend in Topeka, Kansas. Until next time, this is Bill Hale for the DX Audio Service.
Laughing, dancing, lighter than air. A smile on your lips, the sun in your hair. A wonderful time to spend with your friends at WIPG 99.
And hello, listeners on the DX Audio Service. This is Ken Anischuk here again with a sports update. The World Basketball League is finishing up their season pretty soon, and the only team I've been able to learn information on is the Illinois Express, located in Springfield, and they're on a suburban outlet, 96.7 WRVI. Minor League Baseball is in their final full season, regular season, and in AAA Baseball, the American Association. The Indianapolis Indians currently lead the Eastern Division, and their station is 100.9 WNON, and I've also read of 950 WXLW broadcasting the games. In the Western Division, the Denver team, the Zephyrs that is, are currently in first place, and their station is 1280 KXKL. Thanks to Rich Dow out in Oakland, Iowa, the Omaha Royals are on 1180 KKAR. In the International League, in the Eastern Division, the Syracuse Blue Jays are in first place by a good spread, although I don't have their station available. I believe it's on 570. And in the Western Division, the Richmond Braves, I have read of theirs, 910 WRNL, and they're battling Columbus for the first place there. I saw the AAA All-Star game on ESPN some weeks ago and really enjoyed it. And their station is 1460 WBNS, which is getting to be a strong sports station. And then a nice profile on DX News about the Columbus area. Very nice. In the Pacific Coast League, they're in the second half. The only AAA league in the two divisions this split season. Vancouver won the first half, and they're on 1130 CKWX for AAA Sox fans. And Portland and Calgary are currently battling it out in the second half, and I wish I had those stations available, but I just don't at this particular time. In the Southern Division, Colorado Springs won the first half, and their station is 1240 KRDO, courtesy of a friend of mine who lives out there. And they're battling Albuquerque for first place in the second half, and Albuquerque station is the Big 770 KOB. The National Football League is starting out their season this weekend with preseason exhibitions, and here is the complete list that I have. It should be pretty up to date. The Chicago Bears will be on 720 WGN plus 35 others. Cincinnati Bengals on 550 WKRC and 40 to 50 others. The Buffalo Bills on 930 WBEN plus about 10 others. The Denver Broncos, 850 KOA plus around 60 others. The Cleveland Browns on 1100 3WE and about 25 others. And in case of a conflict with the Indians, it's 102.1 WDOK. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers on 620 WSUN plus 21 others. The St. Louis Cardinals 1120 KMOX plus 50 others. And you might have to get one of those other 50 because there's no substitute station in case the baseball team's on. San Diego Chargers will be on 600 KKLQ, and that's the only outlet. The Kansas City Chiefs on 810 KCMO and about 50 others. The Indianapolis Colts on 1070 WIBC and about 16 others. The Dallas Cowboys, the Southlands State team, you might as well call it, 1080 KRLD in Dallas with about 175 affiliates, and they just sent up their program director to WLS to do the program directing for the new talkout format in September. Okay. And they'll have 20 outlets doing the Spanish broadcasts. Miami Dolphins will be on 610 WIOD plus about 30 others, and in Spanish on 1140 WQUBA. The Philadelphia Eagles on 610 WIP, the Atlanta Falcons on 750 WSB, and about 95 others, and one of those 95 ought to be a substitute in case the Atlanta Braves are on there. San Francisco 49ers on 740 KCBS plus 17 others. The New York Giants playing out of the Meadowlands in New Jersey on 1130 WNEW plus 25 to 30 others. The New York Jets will be on 770 WABC, and when the Yankees are on, it's 570 WMCA doing the honors. Detroit Lions on 760 WJR plus 38 others, and one of them others is going to have to do it when the Tigers are on there. Otherwise, the Tigers, who are in last place, might just, well, go to a substitute station. Anyway, I don't want to insult the Tiger fans, but they are having their problems this season. The Houston Oilers will be on an FM outlet, KODA 99.1. Other than 35 others will carry the broadcast. The Green Bay Packers on 620 WTMJ plus 35 others. In the case of a substitute conflict with the Brewers, I understand the Brewers will be on 1290 WMVP out of suburban Greenfield. The New England Patriots will be on 590 WEEI, news radio out of Boston, plus 32 others. Los Angeles Raiders on 1110 KRLA, plus 25 others. And I enjoyed that little piece by Mark Marino on KRLA. And KMEX, plus six others, will do it in Spanish, the broadcast. The LA Rams will be on 710 KMPC, plus 23 others. You can hear it in Spanish on 107.5 KLVE. Washington Redskins on 630 WMAL plus 100 other stations. That's the second biggest network in pro football. New Orleans Saints will be on 870 WWL plus 23 others. Seattle Seahawks on 710 Cairo plus 55 others. Pittsburgh Steelers on 1250 WTAE plus 40 others. And SC also on 96.1 WXTX. Minnesota Vikings finish it out, 94.5 KSTP plus 56 other stations carrying them. And the whole season starts out Saturday, August the 5th, Buffalo versus Washington and Canton at 1:30 Eastern Time, and Los Angeles against San Francisco and Tokyo, Japan at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Sunday, August the 6th, Cleveland against Philadelphia and London at 1 o'clock Eastern Time. And then the following Friday, they start all over again and continue the exhibition season through Friday, September the 1st. And then they'll start the regular season. And any other new information, I'd appreciate it. Send it to me, Ken Onyschuk, O-N-Y-S-C-H-U-K, 19110 Pine Drive, Country Club Hills, Illinois, 60478. And my telephone number here is 1-312-957-9245, preferably after 6 p.m. daily. No collect calls, please. And it was a pleasure listening to the tape and a pleasure to talk to my friends out there in the National Radio Club. And hope to hear from you all again. And take care. Enjoy the sports season.
I'd like to make mention that if you would like to get some information on the Superloop MWL 900P or the Superloop MWL 900PA, All you need to do is send $1 to Dadja Enterprises at N4561 Circle Drive in Cambridge, Wisconsin. Zip code is 53523, and they'll send you out a manual to the loop itself. And that way you can have someone read all that information to you concerning the action of the Superloop MWL900P. I should probably say something about this real quick, and that is that if you have some items for the National Radio Club auction, some stuff that's just laying around that is useful, don't send us your junk, by gosh, but if you have some useful items that you no longer need and you'd like to donate them to a good cause, send them to Paul Swearingen in care of the address we gave there on the convention information as quick as possible for the National Radio Club Convention Auction, which will be on Saturday night, and that way we can raise some money for the club. One quick mention, though, before we flip over to side two, and that is be sure to check your mailing label on the box which your cassette is coming to you in, and make sure that you do renew in time for your next edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. See you on part two. 16 W.